Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Senate is expected to vote soon on a bill to avoid a nationwide rail strike. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants lawmakers to stay in Washington until they hash out a deal, warning a strike would have crippling consequences.
The consequences of inaction would be severe. Unsafe drinking water, unusable gasoline, shuttered power plants, and a crippling shutdown of passenger rail across the country.
The unions want more paid sick leave. Yesterday, the House voted on a measure that would guarantee workers get 7 days. Russia's war in Ukraine topped today's agenda at the White House, where President Biden met with French President Emmanuel Macron.
At a news conference alongside his visiting French counterpart, the president said he's not interested in speaking with the Russian leader.
I have no immediate plans to contact Mr. Putin.
But Mr. Biden clarified he would engage in talks if Vladimir Putin were intent on discussing an end to the war.
If that's the case, in consultation with my French and my NATO friends, I'll be happy to sit down with Putin to see what he has in mind.
French President Emmanuel Macron said he would speak with the Russian leader to discuss the safety of nuclear power plants. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Meantime, the Pentagon plans to increase training for Ukrainian soldiers. Here's CBS's David Martin.
If the Pentagon's proposal is approved, the U.S. military would start training some 2,500 Ukrainian soldiers a month at bases in Germany. The new training would teach Ukrainians the battlefield art of conducting combined arms operations, coordinating ground maneuvers by infantry and tanks with artillery fire.
We're seeing new numbers on inflation.
The government's personal consumption expenditure index, the preferred inflation gauge of the Federal Reserve, rose 6% in October from a year earlier, down from 6.3% in September. The core rate, stripping out volatile food and gas prices, also grew at a weaker pace, and that's key for the Fed, which is worried about inflation getting sticky across a range of categories like rent, medical care, and other services. The report will be a factor in the Fed's meeting this month, and odds are leaning heavily on Wall Street for a half percentage point rate hike at the meeting.
CBS's Jason Brooks reporting. The world's largest active volcano may now be threatening a main highway in Hawaii. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is watching it closely.
Mauna Loa continues her fury. Two active vents are shooting fountains of lava into the air and feeding glowing rivers of molten rock down the mountainside.
State officials are asking people to stay inside to avoid breathing all those harmful gases. The Dow's down 155 points this hour. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Missed Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
President Trump has announced, and Ron DeSantis is rising fast. Who do you support for 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word FISH to 39747. That's FISH to 39747. It takes just seconds. Text FISH to 39747. Let your voice be heard. And watch Newsmax today.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. On Friday, December 2nd, in Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in Room 114 at the courthouse. Governor Evers is planning to deliver his annual State of the State address on February 7th. He has asked GOP legislative leaders to keep February 28th or March 7th open for his budget address, but a spokesperson for the GOP stated in a text to WisPolitics.com they will consider the governor's request, but those dates probably won't work. UW-Stevens Point is opening a C2 makerspace at their Marshfield campus where they will hold extracurricular activities for grades 5 to 12. They hope this will introduce students to a new world of technologies and possible future career goals. Activities will include tech related to robotics, 3D printing, drone work, and much more. UW plans to build off these workshops with school kids and eventually expand to workshops for adults as well. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 26. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 43. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, 10 above. High of 20 Saturday, under sunny skies, 33 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it got made. Let's start with one of the most important topics. The Republican Party is renewing their threat to not raise the debt ceiling unless the Democrats agree to cut Social Security. And this time, the threat did not come just from Ron Johnson, who came right out in the middle of the campaign and said that he was going to put in a bill that would say that Social Security would have to be reauthorized every year in light of current financial developments. Republicans tried to kill Social Security when Franklin Roosevelt introduced it in 1935, and they've tried ever since. And this didn't come from Rick Scott, the corrupt senator from Florida, who was the head guy at a healthcare facility, healthcare company, that paid a $1 billion fine for Medicare fraud, and he took the fifth when the grand jury wanted to talk to him. And he nevertheless somehow got his way into the governorship and then the Senate in Florida. He's another one like Ron Johnson. Both of these guys have a lot of money, and they figure they don't need Social Security, so why should you? But it didn't come from either of them, because they, both of them, have been on record as saying that Social Security should be reauthorized every year, and if some years there's no money for it, which there never will be because they'll take any surplus money from it and put it in tax cuts, too bad, so sad. No, this threat came from John Thune, T-H-U-N-E. He's a moderate. He's a senator from South Dakota. He is a number two guy to Moscow Mitch, and if Moscow Mitch decided he wanted to hang it up, probably Thune would be the minority leader. And then if Republicans ever took the Senate, the majority leader. So this guy would not have said that unless he cleared it with Moscow Mitch and a bunch of the other even moderate Republican senators. So what did he say? He said he wants to increase the Social Security retirement age. Now you can get it when you're 62, although a much lower benefit. The full amount comes at 65, depending on your age, it could be 66. And if you hang on till 70, you get the maximum benefit. He wants to raise all that. He wants to raise all that. And he also, quote, wants changes across the board, end quote. And he's quite a mysterious, sly individual, and he won't say what the changes are. Let me tell you some realities. In 2019, 3 years ago, there was a poll, very extensive poll. 57% of Americans said that the bulk of their retirement income comes from Social Security. The bulk of it, in some cases, all of it. 74% of Americans say we don't want to change a thing about Social Security. But the Republicans, because they have gerrymandered the House and gerrymandered state legislatures, and if they spend enough money sliming the other guy, they can get back into office like Ron Johnson over Mandela Barnes. They can do it anyway and make that money available for tax cuts, which are not middle class tax cuts or across the board tax cuts. They're tax cuts heavily weighted to people in the top 1% or so of the country. That's what's happened. Now, they can't do it on their own, so they're threatening to hold the debt ceiling hostage. And I have some ideas on the debt ceiling. I'm going to give them to you right now. First of all, we could increase the debt ceiling during lame duck. Nancy Pelosi runs the House. Schumer runs the Senate. Biden would sign it. Put it through right now. Put it through at a substantial enough increase that this threat goes away for several years. But they're not going to do that. There are apparently some people in the House who don't want to do it. They think they're what, moderates? And Pelosi only has what, you know, 5 or 6 votes to spare? Number two, they could repeal the debt limit. Now think about something. This is only to raise the debt limit to recognize money that Congress has already allocated and in some cases spent. And it's been approved by majorities, including bipartisan majorities, for instance, the defense budget. In both houses, and Biden signed it. You can make the argument there shouldn't be a, quote, debt limit. Congress should take that into account when they are expending money. Because what happens is Treasury bonds are issued to pay for this. And people buy them on the full faith and credit of the United States. So why do we have a debt limit? Because the Republicans rammed that through at one point in the not too distant past, historically speaking, so they could vote for things and look good to home at home and then oppose the debt limit increase to pay for them. And then if the Democrats don't go along with some of their demands, they shut the government down. And they did that. Ted Cruz did that some time ago. That was done in the Trump administration. One time it got shut down for about 45 days. Workers were furloughed. The FBI didn't get paid. The Coast Guard didn't get paid. Some federal workers didn't get paid. And finally, what turned it, Ron Johnson was part of all that. A lot of this should have come out in Mandela's campaign, quite frankly, and not so much making peanut butter sandwiches. But Ron Johnson was a big part of it, and he buckled at the end because people were coming up to him in the conservative parts of the state saying, you got to start paying employees. You got to start paying the FBI, the Coast Guard. The next one will be the Navy and the Army. You're not going to pay them. He chickened out. Well, this time, this Thune, I at one time thought that Thune was a fairly stand-up guy. I no longer think that. South Dakota, I have relatives in South Dakota. A cousin's wife's from South Dakota. Great town. I've been out there on depositions. It's a great state. But you have Kristi Noem, the governor, who's a piece of work. You have Thune, who's a piece of work. Do they have anybody out there who's a leader who's not a piece of work? I don't want the retirement age increase, and neither does Joe Biden, and neither does the Democratic Party. So we can't do it in lame duck because a couple of Democrats are dragging their feet. We could repeal the debt limit. Biden is actually opposed to repealing the debt limit, and it would be filibustered by Moscow Mitch. You can get rid of the filibuster by majority vote, believe it or not. A filibuster requires 10 Republican votes, so it would be 60. But you can get rid of that requirement with just 50 votes and Kamala Harris stepping in. Why don't we do that? We don't do that because a Manchin cinema won't do it. If Raphael Warnock wins on Tuesday, which he's got to do, then we'd have 51 votes and we could lose Manchin cinema, but not both of them. So that's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. 57% of the people say it's the bulk of their income. 74% of the entire country say don't change it. There's another thing that Joe Biden can do that I do as president. Joe Biden is old school, more cautious than I am. In the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, there's a provision there that says that the credit of the United States shall not be questioned. And it was in a provision to make it clear that the United States in the 1860s was not going to pay debts of the Confederacy. But it reaffirmed that our credit would not be questioned. When Congress passes legislation with expenditures like the defense budget, people buy those bonds. If you have any money in mutual funds, you very likely have some of those bonds and don't know it, or a piece of them. If those bonds come due and the government says, we're not going to pay it, we default, the United States, that would be a fatal blow to our influence around the world. Donald Trump, when he got in, because he himself is a crook, and was a crook in his bankruptcy dealings, proposed that we renegotiate all bonds and offer to pay 50 cents on the dollar. And finally, even Republicans who will put up with any corruption to get tax reductions said, you can't do that. It will destroy our economy. Thune and the rest of them are gambling with our economy. What happens usually is like a 5 o'clock deadline, and at 4:59, they cave. It's very expensive when you even momentarily shut the government down. It cost us $25 billion the last time Cruz did it. They keep threatening this to get at Social Security. If I were Biden, wouldn't you know what I would say? If they go through with it, I'd say the credit of the United States may not be questioned. It's in the 14th Amendment. And I will declare as a matter of executive order that we're paying those treasury bonds. Period. End of story. And if the six.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 27. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 47. Tomorrow, overcast. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night. Low is around 17. Cloudy. Sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 26. 37 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. I will take you in order. Start with Jack from Merrimack, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's in your mind today, Jack from Merrimack?
Well, it seems to me that the Republicans, again, are trying to fiddle around with what we have actually paid into our prepaid pension system. It's called Social Security. These guys starting to mess with something like this. Just, it angers me no end. I paid into that fund for over 50 years before I took a nickel out of it. And if they're going to start to just shortchange me, I'm going to be pretty unhappy about it. I suspect a lot of seniors are going to be in the same situation. And the only problem is we still have idiots, excuse me, we still have people that lockstep vote for anybody with an R after their name. I have no idea how they can do that when these jokers pull stuff like this. It just, I don't get it.
Yeah, Jack, that's an excellent comment. Let me tell you the reality of this thing. There are people, back in 1935, when Roosevelt introduced it, the bulk of the Republican Party opposed it, but he had a pretty good majority. But the U.S. Supreme Court had indicated they were going to oppose it because they were Republicans and hold it unconstitutional. And you know what he did? He threatened them and he said, all right, there's nothing in the Constitution that says how many justices there are. I'm going to appoint seven more and I'll have my own majority. And that scared him. One of them, a guy named Owen Roberts, jumped ship. And by a very narrow majority, then they said Social Security was not unconstitutional. There's some thought that this Supreme Court might say that Social Security was unconstitutional. I at first thought that that's ridiculous. They wouldn't have the guts. But I also thought they wouldn't have the guts to overturn Roe v. Wade, frankly. And I think they'll have the guts to do anything to remake the country in their image, in their toxic image, no matter what the risk, because they have life appointments. I agree with you that if the Republicans tried to do too much with Social Security now, it might splash back on them, but they're going to do something. They're going to raise the age in which you can take it. They are going to say that you don't get as much. They're going to, you know, get rid of cost of living increases. And ultimately, their goal, and Scott and Johnson, Rick Scott and Ron Johnson have said, their goal is to reauthorize it every year. They're never going to reauthorize it. They couldn't even reauthorize a raising of the debt limit until 4:59 of a 5 o'clock deadline back in September. Remember that? Remember that? You think that they are going to reauthorize Social Security when they've been fighting it since 1935? I don't think so. So out there, listen to what Jack says. You know, I don't care if you call yourself an independent. If a Republican is going to affect Social Security like this, Social Security built the middle class and labor unions, the two of them. They built the middle class. The middle class right now is under attack, and the Republican Party is attacking them. Thanks for calling, Jack. Sandy in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Sandy?
Hey, my pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. Same here,
Sandy. What I want to talk about, yes, what I'd like to talk about or have you discuss with us, the 14th Amendment, Section 3. That, to me, is something that if everybody knew that was on the books, that they wouldn't be sending their hard-earned money to Trump at all.
Right. Well, the 14th Amendment has a number of sections, Sandy. I don't have it right in front of me, but I know it quite well. Which section are you referring to?
Section 3.
Right.
No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or elector or president.
Sandy, that is terrific, because I was thinking the next one that says the credit of the United States will not be challenged. Section 3, what Sandy is referring to is that nobody who's part of an insurrection against the United States may hold public office, federal office. Trump should not be running for president right now. He should be barred by the 14th Amendment. Sandy's exactly right. What they didn't want is they didn't want Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis and, you know, Stonewall Jackson died, but any of their more prominent people running and then getting control of the government in Washington, D.C. But that has been used. It was used in the 1870s and 80s to bar people from doing lower office. Now, the Republicans say that only applied to the Civil War, the Confederates. No, it didn't. It doesn't say that. It does not say just Confederates in the Civil War. It says anybody who's involved in an insurrection against the United States. And the truth of the matter is Trump was. Sandy, I agree with you 100%, but this Supreme Court is Republican, and they will not give it that interpretation. That's the problem. Thanks for calling. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, we have about 2 minutes before the break. Please jump in, give us some word, and then I can discuss it after the break.
Hey, Matt, I'm wondering, I know that the Supreme Court appointments have a lifetime appointment, but I'm wondering, could they be switched in that with federal judges who also have a lifetime appointment? Could they be moved down to federal courts and federal judges be moved up into the Supreme Court by order of the president and the support of the Senate, maybe? Thanks, Matt.
That is a much more profound question than some of you out there may think. And I'm going to start talking now. When Calvin gives me the highest sign, we got to go to a break, go to the break, and then I will do it afterwards. There is a provision now where district judges can sit on a court of appeals. For instance, I was a law clerk for the Honorable Thomas Fairchild, one of the great court of appeals judges in Chicago, Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, a very frequent three-judge panels. He and another circuit court judge would be on there, and then a district judge from Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois. And it is possible for it to go the other way down. Justice Rehnquist once sat as a district judge, even though he was the chief justice, in a trial in Richmond, Virginia. So it can go that way. I think that if the court approved it, it could go the other way, and certainly if the Senate did. But I don't see any of those people in the Supreme Court agreeing to swap. I don't see any of them. But the analogy is there, and that's a very perceptive question, Andrew. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Wisconsin Elections Commission certified the results of the November 8th midterm elections with no fanfare on Wednesday, despite false claims in past years of the security of Wisconsin's elections and an increase in the number of poll observers recruited by both parties. The election ran smoothly and with order. WEC Chairman Don Millis, a Republican appointed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, certified the election results and stated gratitude to clerks across the state for a job well done. A community information session was held in the town of Saratoga on Wednesday, where residents were able to voice their concerns over Alliant Energy's plans to expand solar power across the area. Residents expressed concerns over collected energy being stored in batteries and the risk of fires, as well as weather impacts on solar power collection. Officials state the risk of fire would be constantly monitored and instantly responded to, and the proposed facility could heat 80,000 homes for 4 hours. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 26. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 43. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation 10 above. High of 20 Saturday under sunny skies, 33 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
State the Holman Rule. Holman Rule. What do you think the Holman Rule is? The Holman Rule goes back to 1876. There was a guy named Representative William Holman of Indiana. He wrote a rule that said that any member of the House of Representatives can put in a bill to cut a program, cut a federal employee's pay, and it has to be taken up and then sent to the Senate. Well, this has not been used very frequently. They tried it at one time back in 2017. Didn't work. In other words, back in the 19th century, it did somewhat. In 2017, the Republicans tried to cut 89 employees in the budget office as retaliation. They were unsuccessful. It's used to attack staff. Well, here is what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing and Trump is doing. Marjorie Taylor Greene has said she's going to put in a bill under the Holman rule to defund Jack Smith's compensation, his salary. Who's Jack Smith? He's a special prosecutor that Merrick Garland appointed. He is, because Merrick Garland appointed him, Donald Trump attacked him, said he was, quote, Obama's hitman, end quote. You know, Trump always racializes it. He doesn't say it's Biden's hitman. Biden's president, not Obama. Obama hasn't been president since 2016. But he says Obama's hitman. He overlooks the fact that Trump appointed Jack Smith as an assistant U.S. attorney in Tennessee as a Republican. And they're going to strip him of his salary. Well, it may be that Kevin McCarthy's promised that. It won't pass the Senate. But when it gets to the Senate, the senators, people like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and people of that ilk, they can demand extensive hearings on it. One senator can hold up the entire Senate. You see what they're doing. They're going to do everything they can to cripple Joe Biden, cripple the Democratic Party, but in the process, cripple the United States. The Holman rule should not be reinstated. It'd have to be reinstated by the House. And I'm hoping that even though the Republicans have a several vote majority, it's not a strong majority, and that they will shoot it down. We'll go to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, just building on the whole court dilemma. The only thing the Constitution says about the Supreme Court is that there should be a Supreme Court. It doesn't give up any kind of makeup of how that court looks. It leaves that to Congress to decide how that court looks. So if Congress wants to say that, you know, we want to have Supremes that are coming out of the federal bench, they can do that. And the current Supreme Court justices, they don't have a say. They might squawk, and I'm sure the Republicans will squawk holy hell, but the only thing that they would be able to do is just give those justices senior judgeship. You know, so Congress can do whatever they want to do with the judiciary. The judiciary does not have a say as far as how that looks. They can just suck it up and deal with it. That's, you know, again, that's what the Constitution states. But I notice that the Republicans only like the Constitution when it supports their element. For example, the Second Amendment. They love how that hat can't be adjusted. But like you mentioned with the 14th, they're saying that it's only the Civil War. Well, I think that's more of a stretch, saying that it was just the Civil War, than it is to say with the Second Amendment and the founders weren't really talking about a militia. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. You raise fascinating points. Let me address them one at a time quickly. First of all, it's true that the Congress can do what it wants with the courts. It could, for instance, add justices. So it could take federal judges, good federal judges, experienced ones, and put them up on the Supreme Court. They could have 25 Supreme. At one time, we had we didn't have nine. We had something like seven. Then one time, we had 11, and it goes back and forth. The question about whether they can appoint a federal judge to the Supreme Court, not as an extra, and then kick one of them off and send them down below, I happen to agree with you, but that would be something that the Supreme Court would then be asked to decide, even though they'd have a conflict of interest, and every one of them would hang on to his seat. So the best way to do it would be to add justices. Franklin Roosevelt proposed it. I think now would be a good idea. With the six tarantulas on there, add five more justices. You want an even number, so, or I guess nine and six is 15. Get it so it's an even number, and you can absolutely do that, and they understand it. The problem is Manchin and Sinema won't go along with that. You could do it by suspending the filibuster. There'd be a question whether the House would also have to vote on it, because it wouldn't be a confirmation of a judge. It would be a change in the court. Those are all, and obviously Kevin McCarthy wouldn't. So there are practical impediments to what you're saying, but not policy impediments. You're absolutely right on the money. And when it comes to the 14th Amendment, not only do they say, well, it only applied to the Civil War in terms of insurrection, but they're also going to say, and this is terrible, this Supreme Court got rid of almost all the Voting Rights Act. That's why in Texas now you have people being prosecuted for voting. That's why you have criminal laws in Georgia saying if you give a pregnant woman a glass of water when she stood in line for 8 hours in the sun, you've committed a crime. That could not have happened with the Voting Rights Act, which the Supreme Court invalidated, because that required Justice Department approval for any changes to any voting law in those states. And you know what the Supreme Court said? Well, you know, that's not justified and it's no longer needed. And under the 14th Amendment, you shouldn't even look at racial considerations when it comes to redistricting. Excuse me, the legislative history, they call it. Every constitutional amendment and every statute has what's called legislative history. A report of the debates in the Congress about it, what influential people said, and so on. The legislative history of the 14th Amendment says it's needed to protect black people because if it weren't put in place, they would be deprived their right to vote. It says that. They count on legislative history for the Second Amendment, and they count on legislative history for other things. They're selective about how they count legislative history. So you're absolutely right, and it was a good call. Thank you very much, Tom, for calling in. I want to recommend an article to everybody. I don't normally do this, but there is a website, Urban Milwaukee, okay? Urban Milwaukee. Just go on it. And they have Bruce Murphy, one of the best journalists in the state, is the guy behind it, and he frequently writes. This is an article by Peter Cameron, and it just came out today, and it says, can the state be redistricted again? It was dated yesterday, November 30th. Remember yesterday I said that gerrymandering is at stake in the Supreme Court race coming up, February primary, April general election. Janet Protasiewicz, one of the liberals running, very, very strong defender of our democracy, the most experienced judge and prosecutor among the four candidates. And somebody called in, and I've had discussions with other people saying, well, can they really redistrict right in the middle of the 10-year cycle? The answer is yes. Read that article. Can the state be redistricted again? It has a good an account of it by Peter Cameron in Urban Milwaukee yesterday. And what happens is, if Janet Protasiewicz is elected and not this Dan Kelly, who's a MAGA Trumper and a really kind of a bad one, and Janet Doro from Waukesha, who says she's a judicial conservative and she's not going to rock the boat. If you vote for either one of those, you're voting for gerrymandering, okay? Kelly or Doro. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz. I can't tell you how important it is. Because then when the UAW, the AFL-CIO, the League of Women Voters, somebody else brings a lawsuit and says that this redistricting is unconstitutional, and because it's unfair and it favors one party, what happened in the past, distant past, the state courts wouldn't touch it. The federal courts would appoint what's called a special master, and the special master would cook up even districts, fair maps. This last time, this Republican Supreme Court said, no, we're going to do it. And for the first time, they just went right down the line with the Republican Party. Okay, so what you want to play? Get Janet Protasiewicz on the court there, and then it's a 4-3, what I would call a fair court, a pro-democracy court, and they can absolutely redo it right now, because they gerrymandered, and after the 2010 elections, we got gerrymandered for 10 years. Now they're gerrymandering again to the year 2030. We'll be almost a third of the way through the century with gerrymandering. You want to get rid of the gerrymandering? It's as simple as that. And the guy that calls in and says, Jack from Merrimack, who said, you know, I don't want to just, you know, by rote vote Republican. You like your Social Security? You like the Voting Rights Act? Okay, that's one. But here's gerrymandering. This is real simple. Janet Protasiewicz will make sure that the thing is not gerrymandered anymore, right in the middle of the decade. And the other thing she'll do, this legislature with Voss, they're going to want to pick the presidential electors in 2024. Not let the people's vote count. You think I'm kidding? In the year 2000, Gore allegedly lost to Bush in Florida by 500 and some odd votes, had a millions cast, and there was chicanery all over the place, and they were going to do a normal recount. If Gore won Florida, he would have been president. And it turned out he did win Florida because they did an audit. You know what the Florida legislature did, a gerrymandered Republican legislature? They said, we are going to pick the electors, and they're Bush electors. And you know what the Supreme Court said? That's right. Rehnquist and the rest of them. This Supreme Court in Moore v. Harper is about to rule. Next week is the oral argument. State legislatures can do whatever they want, and nobody can do anything about it. Now, they're also going to say that the state Supreme Courts can't do anything about it. And they're also going to say that the state governor can't veto it. Well, what we should do in this state is either should veto it when somebody like Voss tries to do it. And Janet Protasiewicz is tough enough and strong enough to do what I would do on the Supreme Court and say that the Wisconsin Constitution is separate from the U.S. Constitution and it does not permit it. Now, if it then goes to the U.S. Supreme Court and they say, F the Wisconsin Constitution, we're going to do what we want. And frankly, it is time to do one of three things. It's time, A, to impeach them, the six tarantulas, convict them, and get them off the bench. Secondly, it's time for Garland to convene a grand jury and charge them with treason. And third, quite frankly, it's time for Biden, through just a executive order, to say that we have a treasonous foreign substance in the Supreme Court, and we are not going to follow it because we have the presidency. You cannot have a for life appointed Supreme Court of nine people with six tarantulas who are doing the bidding of a minority of this country, even a minority of their own party. It'd be as if, say, Putin got put on the Supreme Court. Are we going to sit by and let him rule? You say, well, he couldn't be. Well, you know, we have this judge in Florida, Colombian she-wolf, Mercedes Cannon, who deliberately knelt before El Gordo Trump and stopped the Justice Department from going after the stolen documents in an orderly fashion. This is happening. Commie government is coming into this country, and it's coming in through the federal judiciary. And not all of them. Many of them are good. This is a very, very serious matter. And we initially have to start by redistricting again and making fair maps. Janet Protasiewicz will do it. Throwing a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Because you're mine.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Olivia. From Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
2 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are live. Before I go to the lines, I want to hit this one topic. Headline was, Kevin McCarthy may be humiliated in this vote to be Speaker. Here are the facts. He let loose on the Republicans today, threatening them, saying if they don't make him Speaker, party will be destroyed. Not usually the way you go about getting elected Speaker. How many votes are there going to be for Republicans? It looks like 222. Lauren Boebert won by 550 votes. There's a recount required by Colorado law, but she almost certainly will survive the recount, unfortunately. There's another one out in California, but it looks like that may go the Republican way, so they'll have 222. 222. Takes 218. 218 to be elected Speaker. He won't get any Democratic votes. Sadly, one Democratic congressman out in Virginia died. He's only 61 years old. It's going to take a while to elect a successor. You can't appoint a congressman. You can appoint a senator, not a congressman. So is Kevin McCarthy going to make it? Well, there are several congressmen who said it'll be a cold day in hell before they ever vote for him. Cold day in hell before they vote for him. One of them is Matt Gaetz. And Matt Gaetz, and by the way, I don't know if you saw the news today, Joel Greenberg, his associate, his running dog, the guy that ratted him out, told him what he'd been up to, just got 11-year sentence in prison. 11 years. 11 years. People are saying to Merrick Garland, what are you waiting for with Matt Gaetz? What are you waiting for with Matt Gaetz? I have a question. What are you waiting for with Donald Trump? But in any event. But that doesn't change the calculus. McCarthy needs 218 votes. Now, there's a guy, Gaetz won't vote for him. Andy Biggs of Arizona won't. Andy Biggs ran against him for minority leader. And Biggs lost 188 to 31. So he hates McCarthy. So does Gaetz. Because McCarthy knifed Gaetz, wanted him thrown out, and went after him. Now, it would take three more to deny him the speakership. Ralph Norman of South Carolina says, I just can't see myself voting for him, but it was real weak and snivelly, and he may be kind of negotiating with him. Bob Good of Virginia, the same thing. A guy named Matt Rosendale of Montana. And there may be others. Now, they would be nuts as a party. I think that McCarthy has absolutely no moral compass. He is dull as a bag of rocks. But they would be crazy to turn him down and then go into some kind of fight. And then you have the Republicans fighting, and the Democrats would have their 208 votes or whatever it is, and then try to pick up 10 more from from the carcasses of the people who lost the internecine struggle. So I suspect that ultimately they will elect him, probably with one vote to spare, denouncing him the whole time. And how do you think that's going to work out when he tries to pass legislation? He's going to have a lot of defections. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us on Monday. Wisco Paul.
Great show, always, Matt. Thanks for what you do. The Republican Congress, the new Republican Congress, has zero plans to do anything. Zero. Nothing on Social Security, Medicare, health care, the border, nothing. Except to probably investigate people and try to impeach people. So it's a sad day in America to see these clowns running things again. It's just awful, man. And I don't want to get any further in the weeds because it's just very discouraging to watch these people operate and do nothing for the people. So thanks, man.
Yeah, Paul, that's an excellent point. They are a party of negativity. You know, they're supported by hate radio, and hate radio is called hate radio for a reason. So let's get rid of the negativity. Take a look at what Biden has done and what the Democrats have done. And frankly, in the CHIPS bill and some of these other, the computer chip bill, you know, they had some bipartisan support, and they had some bipartisan support in hard infrastructure. And that is this. They pass hard infrastructure and they pass soft infrastructure. They pass the chip bill for the computer industry, the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the soft infrastructure. And the economy right now, inflation has come down. Gas is down to about $3.50 a gallon going down. The lowest unemployment since the early 70s. There are plenty of jobs around. And Biden has stood tall on things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and everything else. The art of governing, the purpose of governing is to help people and to be constructive. And there may be Republicans who have an idea. You know, if Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger came to me with an idea, I'd give it some serious thought because I think they're honest, fair people. But you have all this trickery and skullduggery going on, basically based on trying to get people not to vote, to impeding their vote, to insulting them, to threatening them with felonies, and that kind of thing. And right, they don't have any kind of proposal at all on how to govern other than they're not Joe Biden. Well, I got news for them. They're never going to be Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's getting reelected again in 2024, and that's what's going to happen. And by the way, here's another example. The House Judiciary Committee deleted an October 6th tweet today. Why? Because the tweet said, Kanye West, Elon Musk, and Trump. Kanye, Elon, and Trump. Trying to put them together, thinking they're going to get minority votes that way. Then Kanye West today, he calls himself Ye. Listen, Doja Cat is a better rapper than he is. Doja Cat. And so is Business Boy. And so was Little Bow Wow, and so was Snoop Dogg when he became Snoop Lion. All better than he is. The idiot is on Alex Jones' show, InfoWars. He's a conspiracy theorist that got nailed for almost $1 billion in damages for lying about Sandy Hook. You know what Ye said? He said, I love Nazis. That's what he said. Go look at it. I admire Adolf Hitler. I mean, this guy is disgusting. The fact of the matter is that Alex Jones is the same way. Finally, these people take a tweet down, Kanye, Elon, and Trump. Finally, give me a break. This party is the gang that couldn't shoot straight. They're not doing anything for this country. Coming to the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director, we're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival.